de-weaponizing your device. Man, that's a good one. So let's talk about that. All right, so along that line of trying to find something out there on social media, in this case, Instagram, that's, you know, whatever, and trying to take it, internalize it, learn from it, and then act on it. Here's a good one from Live Your Impossible. I don't follow them. I will after this, but this shows up on my, you know, stuff that you should like feed. And this one's pretty cool. 9 minimalist habits that will save 1,000 plus hours of your life. nice headline you got there. But some of these are pretty good. Get rid of one thing every day, just one thing every day, as many days as you could do in a row. That's pretty cool. I know I kind of am a hoarder to a certain degree. I'm not like one of those hoarders from TV shows that have the scary, you know, stacks of garbage and things in their house and freaky. I do tend to hang on to things for what I interpret as sentimental value. And, you know, that's probably not good. I like this idea of getting rid of one thing. And I think I'm going to try that. Get rid of one thing every day. Like, I've got a bad shoe problem. I like new clean shoes, and I still have, I have like two tubs of like shoes that I don't wear anymore. So I could definitely donate those things. That's a good one. Buy high quality things. I agree with this. There are things out there like what Temu and Wish and all this cheap stuff from overseas. We're in America here. Yeah, cheap is almost always more expensive because you're going to buy something cheap. You're going to have to buy it two or three times instead of just buying something nice and taking care of it. That's something my dad always taught me. I think most dads teach their kids to buy nice. It doesn't have to be expensive, but quality, and take care of it. It will last you longer than 10 cheaper knockoff versions of the same thing. That's just good advice. Build a capsule wardrobe. I've never heard of this. But a small group of things that can be easily mixed and matched. I think this, I don't know. I kind of do this, but it's, you know, with me, it's just like black t-shirts and the same type of pants. So I guess I kind of do this. I don't necessarily do it on purpose, but that's a good one. If you have stuff everywhere, that's a good idea. Along with the other one, in this one, something I learned that I do is at the beginning of each season in my closet, I will take all my, the clothes that I hang up, I will take all my clothes. I've been doing this for about 3 years now, and I'm down to like an eighth of what I used to have. You take everything and you turn it around and sort of reverse. Instead of the hanger going that way, the hanger goes this way. So you have to get it out a little bit more difficult. And so at the end of the season, everything that's turned around with the, you know, when you wear it and you put it back with the thing that way. And at the end of the season, everything that's turned that way, you keep, and everything that's still that way, you donate or get rid of. That's a cool way to look at that. Have an idea capture system. I do this a lot. This is cool. I have like a bunch of little notes, apps, and things. And just write that stuff down. There's other, Evernote is an app. I think Mac OS is coming out with an idea notes app or whatever update. There's lots of technology. Nothing beats just a notebook. And I kind of do that digitally. I just have like a big text file, but this is a good one. So, you know, you just keep writing those things down, those ideas and things. Unsubscribing from email. Yeah, there's a cool service called Unroll. Me, it's in the thing here, unroll.me. I've been using that. It is great. It cleans my inbox so much, and it lets me cordon, you know, the marketing salesy things and the things, actually newsletters and things that I actually want to look at, but I don't need to look at every day. It'll kind of do that for me, and it's very useful, and I recommend it. Streamlining your finances. This is another one. In any cases where you can, put those credit card payments or whatever on auto. So if you forget, it still happens. just take stock of things you're subscribing to. I did this just the other day and we realized I was paying for Disney Plus twice, which was really cool to save some money on that. You can look at your contributions to your 401k or whatever. If you don't have a 401k, take the time and get one. So those type of things, just, you know, you don't have to, a lot of people are going to like want to try to go and do all of this at one time. You can just do like one thing a week, you know, and if you take that like Kaizen approach to it and doing like that one thing, just get that one thing done that week or whatever, you know, over the next few months, you're going to have a lot of stuff done. And that's the difference between getting it done and thinking about it and worrying about it and not doing it. De-weaponizing your device. Man, that's a good one. So let's talk about that. There's a thing on the iOS that will tell you your usage. Like at the end of the week, it will give you a report of like how much you're using it every day or whatever. That thing is depressing sometimes. Now I use mine a lot for work, for this kind of content creation. So I'm on there creating, which I don't know if that's an excuse to be better. I'm not sure. But you can do things like setting screen time limits. I think a lot of the devices can do that. I've read that putting the device in grayscale. I've got a friend that has done that, and she said it really helped. I also have a friend that really likes, I think he really likes all the notifications, all the little red dots showing up. I think it makes him feel important or whatever. I hate those things, and they give me anxiety when there's like, when I see the red dot on the you know, the Slack or the text, and there's like, you know, 14. Turn those things off, especially on something like a, you know, a messaging thing like at work or whatever, like a chat tool. A lot of tech people will be using this little chat tool. Slack is one, whatever. You don't need to see it all. It's there. You look at it when you need to. So yeah, those things can get in your head. It's got 2-in-1 screen here. Prune your to-do list. That's a cool one. Keep it short. The quote here, Jim Collins, is a good one. If you have more than 3 priorities and you don't have any, you don't have any. I think that you can really only get one kind of important thing done per day. And if you can get through that thing that day, then it's been a good day. A lot of times when I'm coaching people or whatever, they're trying to do too much. They're making their list too big or too detailed or whatever. Don't let the making of the list come in place of the actual thing that needs to get done, okay? There's a old, I think it's called get shit done or getting it done or whatever. I don't actually remember the name of it, but that's where this came from. There's a 2-minute rule, and it's sort of like when you're looking at things to do, you have triage, and you have do it later. Okay, they're in the get it done. It's like do it now, give it to someone else, do it later, I think. Anyway, this thing, if you can do it in 2 minutes, just do it, right? Tasks tend to get harder. They get more difficult the more we put them off. And also work expands to fit the amount of time that you've given it to happen in. Those two things you need to remember. So if there's something, if there's an email you need to send or someone's asking for something, you can just get the file and send it to them. Do it now. Just get it out of the way. Don't let it just sit there. I would love your thoughts on this too. Let me know. Hit it up. Put it in the comments. Some stuff that you would add to this or some things you disagree with. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.